The rotted legs of the old abandoned fire tower straddled the bog, which created its own tendrils of mist. Except for cawing crows, the hushed forest seemed to hold an expectant mood as the two boys, Benji Mason and Steve Long, both 10, both blonde, started up the damp staircase on the morning of October 30th, 1969.
Fall ain't supposed to be this hot, Steve called back to Benji. Yeah, and everything quiet except the crows.
Glancing down between the steps, Steve said,
Whoa, what's that?
Where?
See there? Blue clothes, like somebody's lying in the mud.
Benji called out.
Hey, you, what you doing? I see a face, but it ain't moving.
Arms pumping, they ran back to the ground and pushed their way to the other side of the tower's base, greenish mud clinging to their boots. There lay a man, flat on his back, his left leg turned grotesquely forward from the knee, his eyes and mouth wide open.
Jesus Christ,
Benji said.
My God, it's Chase Andrews. We better get the sheriff. But we ain't supposed to be out here.
That don't matter now, and them crows will be snooping around any time now.
They swung their heads toward the cawing, as Steve said.
Maybe one of us ought to stay, keep them birds off him.
You're crazy if you think I'm going to stick around here by myself, and I'm betting an engine head you won't either.
With that, they grabbed their bikes, pedaled hard down the syrupy sand track back to Maine through town, and ran inside the low-slung building where Sheriff Ed Jackson sat at his desk in an office lit with single light bulbs dangling on cords. Hefty and of medium height, he had reddish hair, his face and arms splotched with pale freckles, and sat thumbing through a sports field. Without knocking, the boys rushed through the open door.
Sheriff!
Hey, Steve. Benji. You boys been to a fire?
We seen Chase Andrews flat out in the swamp under the fire tower. He looks dead. Ain't moving one bit.
Ever since Barclay Cove had been settled in 1751, no lawman extended his jurisdiction beyond the sawgrass. In the 1940s and 50s, a few sheriffs set hounds on some mainland convicts who had escaped into the marsh, and the office still kept dogs just in case. But Jackson mostly ignored crimes committed in the swamp. Why interrupt rats killing rats? But this was Chase. The sheriff stood and took his hat from the rack.
Show me,